Dear Heavenly Father, allow us to not become slaves to our flesh. Allow us to die daily to our flesh, to our desires, and cleave closer to you. Lord, we love you so much. In your holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Galatians 4 verses 22. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the slave woman and the other by the free woman. His son by the slave woman was born according to the flesh, but his son by the free woman was born as the result of a divine promise. In Genesis, we are introduced to Abraham and Sarah. Sarah is Abraham's wife, and she is barren. She is unable to have children. So she instructs her husband to take her slave, her maidservant, Hagar, so that he can have a heir. Abraham, you know, he's a man, so he's like, sure, sounds like a great idea. So Hagar and Abraham had Ishmael. And what we know is God told Sarah she was going to have a child. God told Sarah she was going to have a baby, and she laughed. She laughed at God, and she was like, I'm too old to have a child. I am in my 90s. My womb is barren. There's no way that I'm going to have a child. So they took the situation into their own hands. So that's why this text here, and we're in the New Testament or in Galatians. And as we can see, the Bible is all interconnected and interrelated. That's why it's so important to have a depth of biblical knowledge. So when we see something, we understand what the context is. So back to the text. Abraham's son, born of the slave woman, his name is Ishmael, was born according to the flesh. What do we have that we are doing that is feeding our flesh? How are we allowing what we want to supersede what God has told us? This fleshly desire that we have, many times, it comes about because we are impatient. We're not waiting on God. We're doing whatever we want to do, however we want to do it. So yeah, we may get what we want, but we have to know that it's not of God. So God told Sarah that she was going to have a child. And so she did. She had a child. God blessed her with a son. The son he had with his wife Sarah was Isaac. This son was born to him, came to him as a result of a divine promise that God made to him. So he just needed to wait just a little bit longer. And God gave him this divine promise. Verse 29 says, at that time, the son born according to the flesh persecuted the son born by the power of the spirit. It is the same now. So the thing that you have, that fleshly desire, it's going to try to come against the thing that God has planted in your heart, the thing that is divinely inspired by God, the thing that the Holy Spirit is doing for you. So you really have to be careful when you succumb to your fleshly desires. Because if you're succumbing to these fleshly desires, it's not only the desire that you are fulfilling at that moment in time, at that point, it's also that this fleshly desire that you're giving into can impact the blessing that God wants to give you. So think for a moment. What are the fleshly desires that you have at this moment? What are the fleshly desires that you continue to give into? Are those fleshly desires your evening nightcap that you must have every single night to go to sleep? Are those fleshly desires, I have to talk on the phone with my friends for hours and hours a day? Are those fleshly desires, I just love cupcakes and donuts so much that I'm going to eat them continuously? Those are all fleshly desires, and we may have those, or we may have other fleshly desires. But what is the divine promise that God has given you? Is the divine promise that God has given you that you don't have to turn to alcohol, that you can be a whole person without substances that impact your mood and your brain? Is the promise that God has given you that instead of talking to your friend, you should be starting a podcast, you should be writing a blog, you should be inspiring others? Rest on those divine promises of God today. Rest on the things that He has planted in your heart. Don't succumb to your flesh. Allow the God that lives in you to be stronger than whatever your flesh is telling you to do, whatever your flesh is telling you to move through.